Wednesday, July 26th. I apologize in advance if the sound quality is not up to par because I'm out walking the streets at almost midnight on this Wednesday evening. I want to share a quick quote, I guess, just a couple sentences that I saw recently that is in line in the spirit of where I was this evening. And it is, "Slow meals equals life." From Daniel Gilbert of Harvard to Martin Seligman of Princeton, the happiness, self-reported well-being, researchers seem to agree on one thing. And let me just interject here. There's always been, you know, this massive Harvard study over decades about what actually causes happiness, and relationships has been the cause. So what their findings have always led to, relationships are the most important thing to lifelong happiness. So as I continue, mealtime with friends and loved ones is a direct predictor of well-being, aka happiness. Have at least 1 2-3 hour dinner and or drinks per week. Yes, 2 to 3 hours with those who make you smile and feel good. I find the afterglow effect to be greatest and longest with groups of 5 or more. 2 times that are conducive to this, Thursday dinners or after dinner drinks and Sunday brunches. So, how often are you having dinners with friends? How often are you having group dinners with people that you really care about? My guess is it's nowhere near the amount that they suggest contributes to lifelong well-being. I would say the same for me. I need to do a way better job of this because I believe it to be true. And it's not just dinners or meals. It's just the idea of being around people who make you feel better about life, about yourself, about your goals, motivate you, inspire you, engage you. So the reason I bring this up tonight is because I am just coming from my group dinner that I often, not often, every time I'm back in New York from Costa Rica, I organize a guys group dinner. And this is the 4th or 5th one over the last 2.5 years, 3 years. So tonight ended up being 7 guys at a restaurant, Wayla, downtown on Forsyth Street, Lower East Side. Food was excellent. Place was super cool. Great date spot if anyone's looking for a place to take a fine young woman or man, potential partner. And it was great. And, you know, I always invite the same 15 to 20 people, and some people can never make it, and some people are busy and away and whatever. Summertime happens like that. But we've always had a good turnout, right? Like 7 people to get any 7 people together. That's not like kind of couples driven in this day and age at this stage of life is a win. So I had a lovely dinner with 6 of my longest lifelong friends, people I've known since college, since before college, since sleepaway camp, since 4th grade, and so on. So I enjoyed it. I always enjoy it. I should do it more, and so should you.